Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. Joined with me today is Delaney Bootenbender, one of the founders of the Marshall County Young Professionals Organization. Delaney talks about how the group got started.
We brainstormed this group. Liz Warren and I had this idea of getting local, like-minded people together. I think that there's a big push with One Marysville, Marysville events, but I was passionate about doing something a little more countywide, since so much of our day-to-day work with young professionals or professionals in general go countywide. I have customers throughout the whole county, as so many other professionals do. So we wanted to do something a little bit bigger, and we also just wanted to connect other like-minded people together to make those connections, build those relationships, and make everyone feel welcome, because we are the future of Marshall County. So we want to build the strongest Marshall County we can.
And she also talks about what the organization does.
You should come down, because if you get involved, you're more likely to feel like this is home in Marshall County. If you live or work here in Marshall County, you want to feel like you belong, and anyone is welcome. And we welcome anybody to come hang out. I'm sure you can get something out of it, and all of the other people there would love to see you and chat with you more. It is pretty low key. We didn't want to have members. We didn't want to charge anybody. We didn't want to make anybody feel like they couldn't come one time and then not come the next couple times. So anyone's welcome. No questions asked unless you're over 40. We just are a group of people who want to make Marysville and Marshall County better. So myself, Delaney, and then Liz Warren, Michaela Gustin, and Brandon Gagel is also involved as well. So those are the people. If you have any questions, reach out to any of them, and I'm sure they'd be happy to share more about what we're doing and what we've got planned.
Delaney mentions what kinds of activities the young professionals are doing.
So we are obviously holding this golf tournament, and so far we've done happy hours. We've done two here in Marysville. We've done one in Axtell, one in Frankfort, and we just wrapped up one in Waterville. So we try to support a local establishment and rally as many people as we can to come hang out. They've been really well attended, new faces that I've seen every time. And then of course we have some of our regulars that come to all the events that we've hosted, which I've only built stronger connections with those people every time as well. We are hoping to raise funds at the golf tournament so we can do more in our community. We'd like to give back in some ways, but then also just keep supporting these networking events so we can grow as an organization. We want to support some local nonprofits, local groups. We want to support local organizations, so the golf tournament will help us have funds to do so. We're excited in June. We're going to actually go to Home City. We're going to play at the sand volleyball courts out there. So get outside, hopefully enjoy some good weather, and do something other than a happy hour.
There are some goals for growth for the group.
I just want to continue to organically grow, get the word out. There's still people, I think, that don't know what we're doing. I want to get all of Marshall County to know about what we're doing and want to show up and want to make these connections, because whether personally or professionally, I think it's only going to help you, your business, or just, you know, give you a better outlook on Marshall County. And we also want to make sure that anybody new that wants to come back to Marshall County, maybe they moved away or they want to come back after graduating. We want to show them that, you know, we're a lively bunch and we're committed to growing and evolving, just like the cities are.
The Marshall County Young Professionals is hosting a golf tournament on May 29th.
Marshall County Young Professionals and Entrepreneurs is hosting our first ever golf tournament at the Marysville Country Club. We're hosting this on Friday, May 29th. Shotgun starts at 9 a.m. So we're just looking for a way to get more young professionals and entrepreneurs involved in Marshall County and make connections and have fun while we're doing it. The clubhouse will be open. We'll have people in there set up throughout the day. So come in, have a drink, or just, yeah, see what we're about. We wanted to do something where we could get people out and about, being active outside, get them a little bit outside their comfort zone. And we know a lot of our people that show up to our events like to golf. So we wanted to do something where people could have some fun and have a good time.
There is a deadline to sign up for the golf tournament.
So deadline to get signed up is May 15th, and we have a Facebook page. It's Marshall County Young Professionals and Entrepreneurs. There's information on there about how to get signed up. We have our email there, and that's who you can reach out to, and they'll be in contact with how to pay and more information. We're still looking for hole sponsorships, so it's $100 to become a hole sponsor. You can reach out the same way you would sign up a team, so go to our Facebook page. We have our email listed there. Reach out, and we'll give you more information on what we need from you, payment and then logo, and then we'll get you out there on a hole.
A big thank you to Delaney Bootenbinder for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen to this conversation again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.